Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to Lock and Talk on the Bassin News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. And I'm your host, your proud host, Barry Bonds, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And I just want to thank you guys for joining one more time to check out what goes on within the NFL. You can always shoot out to me any questions or contact me or follow me. Any one of my social handles on Twitter, Locker_Report, Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, Facebook, LockReport.com, and also the Locker Talk podcast on Facebook as well. So make sure you follow all those social handles that's there, where you guys can shoot questions or anything that you want to know about what goes on within the NFL in terms of small school talent. Now, everyone by now know that I monitor the NFL Regional Combine platform, which is governed and everything instituted through NFL football operations. And for the past several weeks, we've been giving a pre-look at some small school talented players to watch out for in 2021. Now, we talked about players that potentially can be invited to the NFL Regional Combine Invitational. But now we shift our focus to HBCU. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about some good offensive players. We're going to wrap up the offensive players today, and we may slide over into the defense portion of the talented players to watch out for. The talent is there. It's not an overabundance. That's pretty much covers for all small schools. But, however, there is a lot of talent that is there that can fill roster spots in the NFL and play on a very high level. So I'm definitely excited. You're probably hearing my voice. I've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. So to give shine to some players that probably would not get an opportunity to be looked at to be able to work this vein of the NFL means a lot. And it serves a purpose to be able to recognize, those that may be forgotten. And then down the road, and this show is all about finding out NFL stars of tomorrow today. So make sure you be enlightened with some of the names that I will call out to look down the road and say, hey, we heard of this young man before, and it's great to see that he have his chance and got a chance to be able to play and exercise his dream of being in the NFL. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bassin News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Now, this year, in essence, is a different year as far as with sports across the board. But when it comes down to football, it's definitely, it's definitely a challenging time, but yet it still can be done. This year, as we know, that the NFL Regional Combine Invitational and the HBCU Combine, which would have been the first workout for the HBCU players, were canceled due to the Corona-19 pandemic. And everything was shut down. And now it's starting to filter over into the football season. Now, the NBA season has started off successfully. Major League Baseball having its ups and downs, but they still rocking and rolling. NHL, they about to get their thing started off real soon in a bubble, just like how the NBA is. And so the three of the four major sporting events has taken place. Now, the NFL is the next up to bat, and everything is on schedule. The players have all got to training camp. They're all in training camp now. All the precautions, all the procedures, and monitoring, making sure that it's a safe place. Now, they're not going to be in no bubble. They will, travel, but the NFL have things in place so that the players and their families and all the staff workers and even media can be in a safe environment, so that the spread of this disease won't continue on, you know, to large parts of the country, or have it lasting much longer than we expected until, you know, there's a vaccine that is released where we can get to a certain point where we just cope with the situation. However, in terms of football this week, we had at least 30 players who opt out of playing for the 2020 season, all because of the pandemic. And all these players, some players, you know, have battled with health issues in the past, but primarily you have players that, you know, now new dads, newborn babies, and then they probably have their family members, their moms, or anyone that's close to them who they are always in contact with. They don't want to take a chance of harming them or causing them to, you know, to have death if they contract the virus themselves. So on the precaution side, we have several players that's not going to play, at least over 30 players, and that's not going to play this year in the NFL. Now, with that being said, it's one of those situations where, man, you want to see the players play, but it's all about safety first, and we condemn them for it to be able to step down the way that they have. But for myself, it's almost like a catch-22, because although it's important for the guys to think about safety first, the other part for me is that I'm really excited for the small school guys. Now, with players removing themselves from playing this year, the only thing it's going to do is open up the doors for the small school guys that were, I would say, on a bubble. Now we'll have an opportunity to really show what they can do, to really have a genuine opportunity to play in the NFL. And that's the part about this whole thing that has me excited. So there's always something good that you can take out of any situation. For this situation alone, for small school guys, this is really exciting. I'm really, really excited for the opportunity that when these players move over to the side, the players that were on the bubble, primarily small school guys, they now will have a chance to really show what they can do. Now, the players that opt out, I don't see a situation where these players will lose their opportunity or their job or their spot, you know, especially like a player like Dante Hightower, middle linebacker for the New England Patriots. Nothing's going to happen to him. And Damian Williams, running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think these guys are still going to be intact and everything's going to be fine when they return next year. So the portion of those guys, I don't see anything going wrong with them. And hopefully there won't be any situation where they will lose their job or their position. However, the NFL is what have you done for me now league. So some of those players may have to try to fight a little bit, but I really don't see too much of a change in these players trying to come back. But the best part, the players that was on the bubble, these small school guys, will have an opportunity to really show what they can do and can play in 2020. And so, for instance, this year's final draft, there were 9 players, the most on from the NFL Regional Combine platform that got drafted. And then you had another 36 players that signed as undrafted free agents. And so these players are the ones that you definitely want to watch out for that will definitely have an opportunity and a chance to really show what they can do and really own home in a roster spot so that they can carry on to show that they belonged in the NFL. Unfortunately, it had taken someone to be able to step aside. They put their career on hold for a year for a player to step up. However, an opportunity is an opportunity. You know, opportunity that does not necessarily come in a pretty way. Opportunity comes in all kinds of forms. And in terms of sports, it comes from players leaving, retiring, injury, coaching change, anything. Or the one that everyone would like the most is performance-based. You know, performance-based is more the ideal way of creating an opportunity that your coaches or the people, the NFL decision-makers may be, just recognize that one player was better than the other. That's more of the ideal situation. No one really want to get in a situation or say to themselves that they got it by default. Well, opportunity is not, no type of opportunity is by any means in default. It just shows that an opportunity presented itself and the players or whoever that individual is put themselves in that situation so that when an opportunity presented itself, they were able to say, okay, here I am, this is what I can do, an opportunity to say, okay, young man, this is your chance right now to show what you can do and to show that you do belong. And that's the best part about opportunity. It comes in all phases. This year, another opportunity of creation had presented itself with players opting out, over 30 players, which means more opportunity for small school guys. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bastion News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. And we're going to talk about some of these stars as well. The best part about these small school guys, that it will open up the door for some HBCU players as well. So that's another part there that's really, really exciting. And although they still, with some of those players, uphill battle, just like all small schools. You know, you have some HBCU schools that's Division One, and some players in Division Two. You know, so there are some players out there that I'm definitely looking to see if they will get an opportunity, you know, to be able to sign with a team. You know, I really like Ricardo Kennedy, linebacker from Morgan State. He's one of those type of players that's really good. Ian Burrow, another player from Morgan State University, would like to see an opportunity him getting signed with some teams. Good defensive players that did not sign as undrafted free agents. It will be awesome to see just an opportunity to see that they walk in a NFL facility and really show what they can do. And then, at the same time, if they perform well and several other players from the HBCU ranks that get that invitation to go to a team, to sign, to see what they can show, then the scouts will say, okay, well, we definitely missed this one. They're not going to apologize. don't get that straight. No, I don't think they're going to apologize. They're not going to apologize because, ultimately, these NFL scouts know exactly what they're doing. They don't miss that much. You know, don't get the perception think there's a lot of NFL guys out there on the street just sitting on the curb out there. They are not. If, you know, in any cases watched with the NFL, they will look for veterans first because the veterans that played in the league show they can play on that level. So they will be the ones who most teams will go to because they have familiarity and they have shown that they can perform on the high level. However, there still will be pockets for small school guys to really step in to show what they can do. And then when they bring in that right player, that small school player, like I said, they won't apologize. But themselves will be happy and excited that the opportunity was presented to a certain type of player. And then they'll find a way to get this player on the field. And we never know what it may lead into. One thing I can say, we're not going to see it now. But 5-10 years from now down the road, there will be a small school player that was able to take advantage of this this COVID-19 situation where players had opted out for the right reasons before their family, because family comes first, period. But there will be a player, too, that we will find out about, interview from, that will talk about the 2020 season. That if such and such player did not set out, my opportunity to play for Team A or Team B would never have presented itself to them. And because of that, they was able to go out there and show what they were able to do in order to obtain an NFL career. And that particular player will be great, or players will be great. So they definitely will look back to this year. I'm confident that it will be. Hopefully it's one of these small school guys that was coming through the NFL Regional Combine platform, but also one of those players that came from an HBCU school this year that did not originally sign with a team, but the opportunity presented itself. They showed up, they balled out, and next thing you know, we have ourselves a situation where we have a legendary player that was able to take advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic in a positive way. So this is my hope. This is my prayer. I hope that this will be one of those situations. The best part about it would be great if one of those players named on this show or written into the article on locker-report.com. And also, if you guys happen to go to that site, the site's still under construction, getting its repairs, so it'll be up real soon live with a whole bunch of content that I have stored that's going to be out there. Some of the stuff I did not get to on this show yet, but it will be there. So just be patient with the site. I really do appreciate it. I did have, you know, several readers reach out to me and explain the situation, so I'm really happy about that. However, this platform, Bassam News Radio Network, allowing Locker Talk to be able to talk about this content and get the information out. And when we come back from this short pause, we want to get to some players to watch out for. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bassam News Radio Network.
If you want real discussions on politics, social issues, racial issues, and other topics, then tune into the Bachelor News Radio Show. Listen live every Monday and Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com. And if you miss the show, you can listen every Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. at thebachelornews.airtime.pro. Listen and be informed.
All right, welcome back to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can reach out to me at any one of my social handles on Twitter, Locker_Report, on Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps, on Facebook, LockReport.com, and also make sure you check out Locker Talk Podcast on Facebook, where you see this handsome face talking about some good NFL stuff. Well, you'll definitely find out some good stuff there. But also, the Bachelor News Radio Network is expanding, getting stronger. Anything that you want to hear in regards of life, not just news, but life, always tune into that network where we talk about everything from politics, religion, entertainment, social issues, social matters, sports, of course. Anything you want to check out, make sure you check it. Check everything out. one of my favorite shows, Dr. Larry's show. He takes a look at the politics from a conservative perspective in the Trump era. Listen to him every Wednesday from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you guys always, if you have any questions, if you want to advertise on this show, or if you just want to have your own show, make sure you reach out directly to labachelor40@gmail.com. That's labachelor40@gmail.com. And also, make sure if you want to continue to listen to the great topics in regards of Locker Talk, make sure you tune in every day, 2 o'clock, on labachelor.protime.pro. Time. I always get that confused with that site, but make sure you tune into that to hear the show every day at 2 o'clock. Now, here we go, ready to get into some names, some players to watch out for on the HBCU platform, where it's a must, so to speak. NFL football operations really took the initiative to really pump this platform up, to really get behind it, because one of the things they had recognized was that the lack of HBCU players in the NFL. Now, last year, there were 32 players from the HBCU platform that were on NFL rosters in 2019. Now, just imagine, you have over 1,600 players in the NFL currently today, and only 32 of them were represented by African American universities and colleges. So that is a travesty. But things are starting to change. Long before everything that we're seeing out in the street, all the stuff that we recognize in our society, long before this thing really blew up and change is starting to come. This system here, this platform, was already implemented and ready to go into effect for the past couple of years. This year would have been the first year for the combine. It was canceled. However, will be a workout next year, and we're going to talk about some players who potentially can be invited to the HBCU combine, some talented players. Now, we talked about some quarterbacks. We talked about some running backs. We got into some wide receivers last week, and we're going to wrap up with the wide receivers today, then get into some offensive linemen. And like I said, depending on time, it may jump to some defensive guys this week, although I had them projected to start talking about next week. But, hey, let's see how the flow of the show goes. We're going to get down. We're going to put on some good tunes here to really, really get into, get you really fired up about some NFL play. It's something about music that just get everything rolling, get everything exciting. And so clearly I'm excited about these players who I'm about to mention. Xavier Moore, wide receiver, Alabama A&M. This guy's a tower. 6'3", 190 pounds. He's very fiery, very electric, great hands, and great solid anticipation. I don't say it lightly. His speed, solid speed, great speed. He's very elusive, especially for his size. Now, you really don't have too many big guys that's 6'3", 6'4", that can move as fluent as Moore is. You know, you have guys that played in the league, like your Calvin Johnson of the world, your Terrell Owens of the world. These were some big guys that ran like they was cheetahs or deers. That's how fast they were. And Moore, not comparing Moore to these guys, because these guys played in the league, Moore has not. But his speed is there. So that's something that cannot be taught. So I'm quite sure that his speed that he has can translate into the next level. For his size, he's actually a real compact runner. He don't take those big hits, and he's very dangerous in the open field. He's solid in space, catch the ball at the highest point. You don't want that ball to come down too low. Don't want a defender to be able to last minute to poke the ball out. So what he does, he actually catches the ball at the highest point and snatch it and brings the ball in, which is great fundamentals as a wide receiver. He know how to make a living in the slot position. Another big player that can play in the middle of the zone, not worrying about getting hit, he can make those plays there because he is fearless. He protects the ball. Like I said, snatches the ball out of the air. For his route running ability, one of the best in college football, period. He have a good plant and go, meaning that he can stop, pick up with his speed, do not lose acceleration, know how to pick his spots, and he will get down and not put his team in a situation where it can probably cause a turnover or be short and not trying to play hero ball. This is Mr. Xavier Moore, solid player to watch out for this year from Alabama A&M. Cody Banks, another exciting player to watch out for from North Carolina Central. 5'11", 190 pounds. He transferred from South Carolina, so definitely big boy school, but transferred to North Carolina Central, where he made himself, an impact. One of the things that we recognize in the NFL that's very important that has been highlighted over the years but not talked about as much, and that's getting separation. It's very important. It's imperative as a wide receiver to be able to get separation from that defender. It makes the job of the quarterback a lot easier, and also it makes the job easier for the pass catcher to be able to know that he can get open no matter who's covering him, knowing that he needs to get that separation, 3 yards, 4 yards. Ideally, we'd love to be 5, but enough separation. Cody Banks can't get that separation that NFL teams and the quarterbacks garner from their wide receiver, so he can do that. His route running ability, it is solid. Everything top-notch with this kid. But he's a solid player. He's dangerous in the slot. He's magnificent in the slot position. As soon as he gets that ball in his hand, he's pretty much a potential scorer every time he gets that ball in his hand in possession. Great hands, especially in traffic. He can catch the ball in traffic. So look, he don't need to be open in order to make a great play. No matter who's on him, get the ball to him, you will see some amazing things. Speed, solid. His play and go, fantastic. Good feet. Know how to catch the deep ball well at 5'11". A good deep ball catcher, solid across the board, and he comes back to the ball. So that basically recognize that he will help his quarterback out. If you see that his quarterback is in a situation where he may be in trouble and a lot of pressure, he's not going to just keep running down the field and hoping that he can see him down the field. No, he's going to come back because he knows that he has to be in the viewpoint of the quarterback. Sometimes a quarterback get pressured in the NFL, these guys get pressured. If that receiver somehow get into their vision and make a play, the quarterback can get the ball to him, and you want to make sure you have a fundamentally sound wide receiver that recognizes that, and he has that. So clearly his awareness and his vision is very solid. Soft hands, very fiery, great anticipation. He's a dangerous return guy. He will make a living in the NFL just being a return man by itself. He's not shy in the moment. He's very situational savvy. That is key. In situational football, that's how the good teams in the league become great, because they're good situationally. He's one of those players that's already born to do that. Third down, he is solid on third down. Corey Banks, North Carolina Central, watch out for this young man. This kid had the goods, promising. Now, some notables, Harry Ballard III, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. He actually transferred from University of Missouri, 6'3", 205 pounds. Now, this young man on himself just transferred over, caught 930 yards off of 52 catches and had 10 touchdowns out of those 52 receptions. So he put up a lot of yards on limited opportunities in receiving the catches. So he made the best of his opportunity, means that he can do that here. It's a good chance he can do that in the NFL as well. Brandon Smith from Fairview State, 5'9", 180 pounds. He's, I would say, more of a threat for special teams, a solid return guy himself with a track and field background. So that will help him out a whole lot. I definitely look at him as being one of the best returnmen in all of college football heading into 2021 NFL draft. So that's definitely a wide receiver to watch out for as a notable. Now, as far as offensive linemen, we're going to get to the big boys now. Jamal Savage from Bethune-Cookman, 6'6", 320 pounds. This young man is technically sound. Solid technique. His technique is great hand usage. One of the things that in his technique that I really like is that he can actually get the defenders to the ground, picking them out, pancaking them, and actually can drive these guys off balance. One of the things that he can do very well as far as his technique is that he can get his hand up underneath the arm of a defender. If a defender trying to do a swim move, chances are he's that strong, and he can take one of those arms, make that half of that body off balance, and then thrust his other hand, whether left or right, into the chest, and he brings those defenders down. Clean, he don't have to grab. His technique, I would not be surprised if he take martial arts, because when you watch his tape and you watch the way how he uses his hand movement off the line, it's very good how he has very technically sound. I can't speak highly enough from this young man. He definitely had the goods and great hand usage for the NFL. Strong hands, strong arms, clearly we talked about that. One of the things that he does very well is that when he locks in on a defender, or he's not getting away from his clutches. This kid is filthy. He's very aggressive, yet patient. Light on his feet, very versatile. He can play both the tackle and the guard position. So that really opens the door for him to be looked at next year. Has good balance, good control, great lateral movement, left or right, very shifty, very agile, powerful, a solid pass protector. Pretty much, I think that he's probably even more better as a run blocker. But Savage, his last name, speaks for itself. It says it all right there in his name, from Bethune-Cookman, 6'6", 230 pounds. This kid right here has what it takes to make it. These HBCU players are here. They're hungry. They're ready. They're ready to get down. We know that they had suspended play for the fall across the board from HBCU platforms. So this makes it very important to be able to highlight these players' names. One of the players that's actually going to take, that's going to actually just jump right into the draft next year, Calvin Ashley from FAMU. He announced that he's going to forego his senior year and make himself eligible for the NFL draft in 2021. A talented player from Auburn, transfer. Looking forward to seeing what's going to happen for him. He is an underclass, but just want to speak his name out there for someone to watch out for next year's draft. Next week, guys, we're going to wrap up the rest of the offensive guys, talk about the offensive line, then we're going to slide over to the defensive players. I hope that you guys write these names down, remember these players, because these players, given the opportunity, to get to the HBCU Combine can change their life and also help change the future of an NFL club. This is Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network with your host, Barry Bonds, founder and CEO.